scared of you. They scared of what you represent to them.
All we represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut.
What you represent to them is freedom.
What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about, all right. But talking about it and being it, that's two different things.
What's happening?
What's going on? Oh, I hate to tell you, I've got some bad news, bro.
Oh, fuck. What is it?
I just started a diet.
Oh, again?
Yeah, again. But this one's, it's the keto diet, bro.
Oh, good luck. Good, dude, it's awesome. I've done it.
Yeah, dude. So
it's rough. It's hard to get the right amount of shit that you need to do, but it's a fucking cool
diet. It's basically Atkins, but I'm calling it keto. But whatever. I mean,
It's only keto if you're in ketosis.
Well, that's what I'm going to try to do is try to get into that ketosis.
Then it's keto.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just eating protein, meat and cheese. That's all I eat all day. Meat, cheese, vegetables, eggs.
Yeah, that works.
So, but sad thing is I fucking have to cut the beer out.
Ugh.
So, you know what I'm going to?
Well, you can go to whiskey.
I can go to tequila.
You can go to tequila.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think you can, though.
Yeah, you can. It's on the list. Yeah.
It's okay.
And vodka. I hate vodka, though, dude. It gives me a hangover.
I haven't had vodka in a long time, but there was a point in time where I drank a lot of vodka.
I know your story of vodka. It's kind of like my story of fucking whiskey. I went on a 2-week tyrant on whiskey. I lived in Vegas for two weeks. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Happy days.
So, I'm drinking me a beer right now. I'm celebrating.
Celebrate. Yep. You should. What are you celebrating?
Because I just got raped by the tax man.
Oh, did he spit?
However.
Did he spit?
It went in a little bit dry, but it came out and it wasn't bloody. So, things are good. Things are good this year, let me tell you. I ain't getting much back. Well, I ain't getting shit back because I fucking owe from 2 years ago, but... But the fact is, I don't owe any more, so fuck them.
Yeah. So they don't go like, well, yo, from 2 years ago, so we're just going to take this from you right now. And it's
they're doing that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
But I'd rather them do that than add on to the, at least they're going backwards with the bill rather than forward.
Fuck. You know what? Fuck it, bro. I'm just going to move to another state until they find me. You know, I'll move from state to state, I guess, dude. Find me, motherfucker. Find me.
Oh, Jesus. So I'm celebrating not getting a bloody butthole from the tax man.
Right.
And fuck it. I'm celebrating the 21st Amendment because it's America and I fucking can.
Okay. Right? Yes.
Yeah.
You want to know.
Yeah. That's what the fuck I'm celebrating.
Some cool shit about amendments. Because I like our fucking constitution.
I like cool shit about being able to drink beer.
Right. So you know what the 18th Amendment was, right? Just a little history.
Them bitches trying to take my beer away.
Well, the 18th Amendment was the reason they came up with the 18th Amendment was because it was during wartime. So I think it was the wheat that they were trying to cut back on from everybody using because they needed it for the war. Which
causing back then was wrapped around the war,
but that,
right?
You know what? That's fucking really cool. It's like how last week we were talking about how every 100 years back in time in history, how nothing really changed. But that was actually like the birth of change. How in the '20s, everything started coming around. Like traditions as fucking people were starting to get different. I mean, you had states that were fucking dry already. Before the 18th Amendment started.
That was back when the states were able to actually make their own laws.
Exactly.
Not have to be fucking federal law.
Exactly. So you know how and why the whole 19th and the 18th and 19th Amendment happened, or it was during that time we didn't have income tax. There was no income tax.
Right.
So they literally leaned on fucking alcohol taxes to get their money.
That sales tax and business taxes.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then there was no personal income tax.
So, yeah. And it's really cool. It's really fucked up because some really fucked up shit happened and, weird shit started happening. But it's fucking kind of cool because I kind of researched this a couple times, and after you know, they got the income tax, they said, fuck it, well, there's so many people who want the states to be dry. You've had so many groups, like feminist groups, and fucking there was anti-saloon league, and
so people... so wasn't it? It started out as a bunch of women who were pissed off because their men were getting fucking drunk,
because they're
coming home shitty, but... and most of them were coming home shitty and beating on their wives.
Yeah, well, fuck, look right. What they
so they got together and went, okay, well, this isn't my asshole husband's fault that he's getting drunk. Let's go ahead and blame alcohol.
Exactly, but those women should have been happy because. They couldn't go to a saloon, and their men weren't, unless it was a fucking whorehouse, they could, men were only allowed in saloons in those days.
Right.
Like, women couldn't.
Yeah, he was out getting drunk, not out fucking other women.
Yeah, so fucking, what are you crying about, bitch? Yeah.
Then you take that shit away, and now what do you got?
Yeah, now what do you got? The motherfucker's beating the shit out of you, right? Yeah, right. He's beating the fuck out of you, because you're wearing a big-ass muumuu.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he can't get drunk so that you look better. You know?
Ouch. Damn.
But it's fucking crazy how that whole thing came about, and fucking how for 13 years this nation was fucking dry, dude.
Right.
And what came about?
Was it?
But that's the crazy thing.
On paper it was.
But in reality,
it was the opposite of dry.
And so, but the fucking crazy thing is how corrupt everything got during that time. I mean, there was so much corruption. You had a lot of people migrating from different countries coming here who didn't have anything, right? But once Prohibition hit, how fucking evil shit got.
Well, it didn't. Would you call it evil or resourceful?
I'm saying evil as in like fucking people just doing whatever they got to do to make that buck because nobody had their hooch, you know?
Right. Well, because there was like anything else, when you take something away or tell somebody they can't have something, what's the first thing they want?
Yeah. More of it.
More of that thing that you just said that I can't have.
Exactly.
So, you take a whole country and go, you know what? None of you motherfuckers can have alcohol. Now you got people who fucking couldn't drink.
Exactly. But then the
same thing was like you said before, in the pubs and the bars and the saloons, women weren't allowed.
Right.
So when you take that shit underground,
there's no laws. There's no law.
So now who can say women aren't allowed? So now you got women and you got men and you got the whole fucking shebang.
And that's
getting fucked up in the basement.
That's why they call it the Roaring Twenties, because
it was roaring.
Throwing up in the streets and women opening up their legs fucking left and right, dude.
Right.
I mean,
it was the birth age of gonorrhea.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
Loose women and cheap tequila.
Yeah, my shit burns.
Oh, fuck.
But I kind of like that era, that time. I thought that time, the way that people dressed and the way they handled themselves, and you know, the gangsters and the fucking the speakeasies and all, you know, that's how rock and roll basically started, was through these fucking jazz clubs. I mean, that was the start of like rock and roll almost, because it was so different. It was, you know, it wasn't the fucking, you know, the hillbilly fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Right. It was a different class of people looking for a different environment.
And then you had whites interacting with blacks, and fucking, you know, people didn't give a fuck, because guess what? I got a good fucking drink and I got music playing and there's bitches everywhere, you know?
Motherfuckers getting turned up.
Get turned up and turned out.
But the
whole story of the gangster era, and you know what that brought, and you know, I even heard that the fucking the Kennedys, I think it was Paul Kennedy.
That's how he got his fucking money.
Yeah,
that's a shine runner.
That's how he, and you know why he did it? He literally thought it was cool. I mean, in other words, this is kind of cool. I'm making money. It's dangerous. It's illegal.
Look at that bad motherfucker over there. He's doing it. He's got money and a fast car.
His ass. And you know, and he was it. And he was in, I think he was in the state or something like that. He was a bank owner, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was a bank owner. So that, I think that's how it all trickled. He had the money, the resources.
To get started.
Knew the people coming in, giving him money. Mm-hmm. So.
Started figuring out, hey, this guy's, why has this guy got a bunch of money? What's he got going on?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Opportunity knocks, right?
Exactly.
That's what this country was founded on. Opportunity.
Yeah. Opportunity.
You know what? I think it's kind of funny. The little bit that I do know about this, that whole anti-saloon league, which is essentially the group that lobbied and, and got this passed, right?
Right.
Is they kind of didn't have, much of a foothold in their argument in the beginning until this guy fucking Wayne Wheeler got involved.
Yeah.
And apparently the whole reason this guy went after this shit is because when he was a kid, he worked on a farm and they had a farmhand who got drunk and then injured this kid in some way because he was drunk. So from that point on, this fucker had a chip on his shoulder about alcohol and just saw this as his opportunity to fucking pounce on the mouse and went after it full bore, right?
Yeah, so there's a lot of backstories behind it too, because all the beer makers that were here in the States were all Germans. And at the time, we had just ended a fucking huge war with Germany, and there were Germans here.
Right.
And, dude, they went after Anheuser-Busch. They went after Miller. They went after Pabst, dude. I mean, that's when Pabst was here. You know, they're basically fucking the founders of beer here in the States.
Yeah, German beer in the States.
Yeah. And they were fucking like, it was like, people went Nazi on them, dude. Like, fucking, like, you are you're the fucking ones. You're the people that's fucking up our country. You're, you know.
Dude.
And they were killing people, dude.
I saw something about that where they were killing fucking wiener dogs. I'm serious.
Because they were German?
They're fucking German. Yeah.
Right? It's fucking nuts.
Because it's just a German breed. They were stoning dogs to death.
Oh, my God, dude.
Because they're
so
German dogs.
Crazy,
like, what in the fuck is that?
That's so fucking crazy.
Really?
Dude. I mean, really? And they were even saying, I'm not trying to be racist or anything, but they were even saying that, you know, alcohol made blacks, they were saying that drunk blacks are
made their eyes turn red.
Yeah, like they
made them crazy.
Turned into demons, you know.
Turned them into the devil.
Turned them. It was like, well, fuck, what does it do for white dudes, you know, or the Italian guy? It was just an excuse. The more excuses they made for this fucking whole thing to people fucking. And remember, they didn't have TV back then. They had the radio. And imagine the radio. You're hearing all this shit on the radio and you're just like by the speaker.
Yeah.
It's like,
you're just hearing it. You don't get to see it.
Exactly. You know.
But does that really even matter? Because now you can see it and they just edit it. What you see, so it looks worse than it is, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
So essentially what you're saying is that nothing's changed.
Nothing,
right? The 18th Amendment, they just went through a bunch of fucking bullshit and told you a bunch of lies and went based off of emotion and fucking didn't put any logic into what they were doing and banned fucking alcohol.
Right.
And that's exactly 100% parallel to the assault weapons ban that they're talking about right now,
exactly.
To the gun bans that we're talking
now. And that's the thing. If history can't teach you, why do we have history?
But we choose to ignore it, right?
And then
you go to how many people, I don't want to say besides you and me, because there's a lot of people who do actually research this kind of history. And I don't want to even claim that I fucking researched any of this shit because, you know, I didn't. But I feel like I know more about it now than I did when I was, you know, when I came out of high school.
Right.
So how come they're not teaching me this kind of shit? They're not pointing out these sort of things when I'm in school. Well, they're not. They're editing it up and they're going, oh, you know, alcohol was bad and they banned it. And then maybe they decide, you know, and then all this crime happened. And so then maybe they decided it wasn't fucking bad and they didn't ban it anymore. Like, that's pretty much what I got taught in school.
Right.
Right. Because we don't teach it correctly. So if we don't teach it correctly and we just say, okay, this is what happened, blah, blah, blah. Then when you become an adult and you start living your life and you see these situations happen around you, you can't compare them to what happened in the past because you're not aware of what happened
in the past. Exactly. Now you've been soaked, brain soaked by all the bullshit that is being fed to us.
Well, you've been given half of the truth.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And most people don't. You know, I mean, in what situation in your life besides fucking doing a podcast about the 18th Amendment have you gone, you know what, I'd really like to know what the truth was behind the 18th Amendment? You know, well, you haven't, right? There hasn't been a situation where you've really had to do that.
Well, the crazy thing is not really, but I'm so interested in it because,
right.
Because that's me. I'd like that kind of shit. It's like, why, you know, when I first even fucking heard of it in school, I was like, oh, well, I'm fucking stupid. I'm in school. I don't really care about this shit. But right. now that I'm a fucking, you know, I'm 21 and I can drink, you know, that's a fucking pretty crazy story, dude.
Well, I mean, at the time they taught it to you.
Yeah,
you
it wasn't interesting at the time because I couldn't drink.
You were like, well, you know what? I'm fucking not 21 and I'm drinking now and I don't give a fuck. I just want to get out of school and go drink.
Right.
So fuck it, you know?
Yeah, I shouldn't say I wasn't drinking then.
Yeah, I
was.
And you didn't care about the fact that at one point it was illegal because right now it's illegal and you're doing it anyway.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Fuck.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
But it's just, I think it's funny how people want to do certain things and they want to fucking stop doing this and, you know, force shit upon us and take away our amendment rights. When you did that in the 20s for 13 fucking years. In 13 years, this fucking country was fucking infested with crime, dude. Just infested with crime.
So, and the thing is, like, if you look at the details of the 18th Amendment prior to that, so they made that, they passed that amendment in 1920. And in 1920 in New York, 84 people died related to alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
In 1927, 700 people died related to alcohol.
Well,
but yet, alcohol had been illegal for 7 years when that happened.
Right.
So now compare that to, I mean, the parallels are almost completely the same to what you're doing or trying, what is now trying to be done with guns.
Right.
Right. And all the excuses are exactly the same.
Right.
The crime is too high. Gun related crime is too high. And if we ban the guns, then gun related crime will go down. Well, but you banned alcohol and alcohol related incidents fucking went up like 10 times.
Right.
So do you really think that that's the same solution for gun bans?
Right.
Do you not think you're going to find yourself in the exact same situation?
And like
Chicago is the perfect example of that.
You can't own a fucking gun in fucking
and
Chicago.
And yet Chicago has like the highest gun-related crime in the fucking country is in Chicago, but yet you can't own a gun in Chicago. So, I mean, who doesn't see this logic?
Right. I'm
truly interested to talk to somebody who does not see this logic. Like, if you're listening to this and you're fucking screaming at me because I'm wrong.
Oh, yeah, please.
Jump on our Instagram and let me the fuck know.
Or we'll even.
I want to talk to you.
We will because, do a podcast with you.
Yeah, you can come be on this show because I just don't understand the arguments for leaning towards doing this again.
Yeah.
The outline is there. We're almost following it to a T.
To a T. Now, okay, Chris, there are pros and cons to fucking everything, you know, the question is,
do the pros outweigh the cons?
Well, for me, see, the pros and cons are different for me, because the pros for me, I think the pros, we got faster cars, right? We got good music because of prohibition.
Okay.
We got good hooch, even though the reason why people were dying back in the day is because they were fucking pouring turpentine and the fucking alcohol or some bullshit like that.
Because there was no regulation.
There was no regulation,
right?
Exactly.
So tell me now, I see kind of where you're going with this, but has alcohol improved since it's been made legal?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
it's way better.
So then do you think it would have never improved had it not been made illegal?
Oh, no. That's the thing.
It's a catch-22. So the point you're trying to make is that making it illegal pushed the industry and made it better, and then we made it legal, and now we have better control of it, and it's still better.
Right.
However, would it not? Can you prove that it would not have gotten better on its own if we had left it legal all along?
Exactly.
Yeah. I see. I got you. I'm with you on that.
And the, you know,
I say that if it's good enough right now, you leave it alone. And if it gets better, it gets better. And if it doesn't get better, it doesn't get better. Right. But at least it's good enough now.
Right.
Right. Without the what if. Because
I think the what if factor is way bigger.
Has
a bigger fucking probability of blowing up than fucking just saying, just leave it. Let's do something to regulate more rather than to fucking say no. You tell a crackhead no, you can't have crack. Yeah. What the fuck are they going to do?
I just feel they're
going to go make their own crack.
I just feel like the con to what could happen, or what by history most likely will happen if it's made illegal and if it's completely banned, is way, way worse in this situation than if we go ahead and do it and then see what comes out of it later. Because nothing good comes out of it.
No.
Right. It's a sketchy, we always end up in guns, but I mean, it's a hot subject right now. Right? It's all around us. And, you know, it's, to me, I feel like it shouldn't even be a federal decision.
No.
I think federal law should regulate some of what the states are allowed to do. Mm-hmm. Like, as a state,
mm-hmm.
right? Inside the state, I think the state should have control over what happens inside that state. Right? So right? I don't think a federal gun ban of any kind should even be a thing. I think that if California wants to ban guns completely, then California can ban guns completely.
Yeah.
And if Texas wants to have completely open gun laws, Texas can have completely open gun laws. And if you don't like the laws that are in California,
then you move
to a state that has laws that you like. And I think that should go for a lot of everything. Right.
Because we just recently had a shooting here. Okay. And a mother and her 3-year-old were shot by a random person.
That wasn't on the news.
It happened here in Utah.
Oh, so it wasn't on the news. It wasn't on national news.
No. And then in another city, same day, fucking somebody goes and shoots somebody else, and they fucking shut down. They basically shut down the city. But you didn't hear not one thing here in Utah about how we need to ban guns, because this state will fucking close their borders down before you tell them you're going to take their guns away.
Right.
I mean, this state has, like we've talked about it before, has one of the biggest list of when you can use your firearm. Now, this happens in California, bro. You know?
Oh, it's fucking worldwide, dude.
It's worldwide.
Yeah.
But yet here, it's okay. We don't know why this happened. We don't know what's going on, but it wasn't the gun that killed these people. It was just fucking a random act of somebody that was not right. Somebody was crazy. Somebody that might have been on drugs. Somebody that might have been depressed.
And the same thing goes back to the 18th Amendment, right?
Right.
Those husbands that got drunk and came home to their wives and didn't treat them right, or whatever it is that their wives didn't like about what they were doing, or these women didn't like about what these men were doing.
Right.
It wasn't what the alcohol was doing. Yeah. It was what the men were doing.
Right. Right.
So I don't understand in any way, shape, or form how you can blame an inanimate object for anything a human does.
Exactly. It just makes me wonder, dude, I'm not a very high school educated, bro.
Right.
I've lived life and fucking done a lot of shit, been a lot of places,
and living life is way more instructional than most college courses.
Exactly. Right. But dude, there's a common sense factor, dude, that I feel like I have, that it's just like, dude, common sense, dude, common sense. If you were to say common sense before you acted on anything, common sense, just say that before you do something, your fucking decisions would probably be way better than ever. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
well,
before I do this, I'm going to use my common sense. I've got three tires on my car and one looks really bad. Common sense. I should probably go get another tire.
But you know? See, you're missing something though. You're missing one key ingredient is they don't teach common sense anymore.
They don't.
That class, they discontinued that class.
Right? Discontinued that class.
They discontinued the fucking common sense course. So it's not as popular as it used to be.
Right.
You know? I don't have much more to say about that. One question.
If you did live in the 1920s, you're 21 years old and it's 1922, what are you doing?
I'm getting fucked up.
But are you getting fucked up? Are you going to, like, what part of that time are you going to be a part of? Like, are you going to be the guy that goes out and parties and works all day, goes out and parties, goes to speakeasy? You going to be that gangster who fucking, you know, is pushing that fucking, that envelope? Are you going to be that guy who builds that car to fucking go faster?
I'm 21 years old. It's 1921 and I am the background guy that makes the gangster car fucking haul ass.
So gangster comes.
That's
in,
who I am.
Yeah. Gangster comes into your gas station, right, and says, hey kid, here's $1,000. You see these three cars?
Yeah.
Make them go faster.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You're the guy like, fuck yeah, I'm doing that shit. Right? Yeah.
I'm flipping air cleaner housings upside down.
Oh yeah.
I'm doing all the tricks.
Fucking everything. Yeah. I don't know. Dude, I think I'd like to be a club owner back in those days. You know, if I could say, like, you know, because, like, dude, it was just fucking it was a party, dude. An underground party.
Own yourself a spot called Georgie's Laundry.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Or Jesse's Salami House.
Yeah. Georgie's Laundry Service.
No, I like Jesse's Salami House better.
Jesse's House of Salami.
Yeah, House of Salami. How many chicks you'd go to that fucking place, dude? Oh.
Jesse's World of Meat.
Yeah. And in parentheses on the bottom, it says, hung like a button.
Like I hung like a tuna can.
Oh, fuck.
1 inch long and 3 inches across.
Yeah, fucking. I wish.
Oh, fuck. Well, I think it's actually fairly laughable how we managed to tie alcohol and guns together.
Well, yeah, right?
The two things that I don't believe go together in any way, shape, or form, right?
But two of the greatest things on this earth.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, two of the greatest freedoms at this point.
Of this point, exactly.
Yeah.
Two of the greatest freedoms of this point.
Yeah, it's crazy how we just sort of ignore history like that sometimes.
It just amazes me how people just don't. I mean, it's just like anything else, dude. When you fail at something, what do? You make it better, right? Well, we failed during those times, dude, by taking shit away from people.
Well, it's clear that we realized we failed by the 21st Amendment when we repealed it.
Right.
Right? We turned around. The 21st Amendment essentially says we were wrong.
Right? So, okay, so here's the thing. Do we fucking ban guns for like 5 years and let everybody who fucking wanted this shit to happen to get fucking robbed, raped, fucking their lives turned upside down? First thing they're gonna fucking say is, I need a gun.
Well, but is it gonna take them 15 years to fix it?
No, I'm just saying five. Just say five. Well, in 5 year period.
I mean, is there
a good in that too? You know, maybe.
Well,
but
they've done that. They did it once already, right? But, they did the assault weapons ban.
Well, yeah.
Right, and what did that do?
It just made it made better assault weapons, better parts.
Right. I mean, we did it. It didn't obviously have the effect that we wanted, so we didn't reverse it. I think it ran out. Right.
Right.
There was a life on that, and it ran out. And I just think that guns, maybe, like, if we were having this alcohol conversation right now, like, if that was the thing we were trying to ban, mm-hmm. we could look at the 18th Amendment situation as somewhat of an example, but there's, man, I'm this is going to kind of make my own argument sound sort of wrong. I don't even want to say it because it's going to come out wrong. I want to say it's a different world.
Right.
Right. It's a different society. But I'll sort of back that up in a minute. It's a different society. So maybe the reasons and the results aren't quite the same. Uh-huh. But I think it's only different because of other things. Like when we did the assault weapons ban the first time, mm-hmm. we didn't really have the number of people on psychoactive drugs. Like on
right.
depression medication. Right. Like that stuff didn't exist.
Right.
So we're literally having this conversation in a different world than we had
different
the
society.
Last time.
Yep.
But I still think that blaming the tool, right, is not the answer.
Mm-mm. It's not the tool.
I think there are other influences that have changed the way we operate as a society. So then the question is, I think you need to put out there is, do we change the rules of the new society and accept the new society, or do we keep the rules we have and change the society again to better fit the rules we have?
Yeah,
right? Because I think we failed the rules we had to begin with. So do we give that another shot? You know, I see this. And it almost feels like I'm trying to say, well, maybe gun bans are the answer. And I'm trying not to say that.
Right.
But the more I say it, the more it feels like
feels
that,
like
right?
It, right?
It feels
right.
like, well, we need, because that's what everybody keeps saying. Well, that fucking, you know, the Second Amendment was designed for muskets and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and it will obviously, we don't have fucking muskets anymore. The Second yeah. Amendment was never designed for a semi-automatic weapon. And I don't agree with that.
No.
Right. I also don't agree with the people that say I don't need an AR-15 for hunting, because I've seen plenty of people shoot pigs with AR-15s.
Right.
There's lots of fucking things you don't need.
Yeah.
You know, but that does that mean you shouldn't have them? No, it doesn't mean you shouldn't have them. And it doesn't mean they shouldn't be available to you.
Like, do you need a fucking Mercedes? Do you need a fucking Range Rover?
Right. No.
No? You don't need them because
You don't need heated seats.
You don't need heated seats.
You don't need Bluetooth.
Right.
What you need is a fucking Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah. I need to get to A to B, dude. And that's it, dude.
Right. So there's lots of shit out there that you don't need.
Yeah.
That's beside the point. But I hear that argument a lot. But, you know, I think as a society, we need to fucking fix some shit. Right? Because if you look at the numbers, like, shit's getting worse.
Yeah.
You know?
I think
back when we banned assault weapons the first time, there weren't this many shootings,
right?
And now there's more shootings, and they're just going to try to point that out. But I don't think that's what changed.
So I think
the availability of guns is not what changed.
You're totally right on, you know, we need to change
the mentality of a lot of society is what changed.
Yeah.
And not for the good.
Oh, it never is, because it never seems good. It always seems for the worst, dude. And it's like you said, dude, we fill kids up with all these fucking drugs.
Mm-hmm.
We start them
in elementary school.
Yeah, exactly.
We put kids on speed in elementary school.
We put these fucking TV shows on TV that fucking give all these false hopes. Fucking people drive around in these fucking cars that most people aren't going to be able to afford in their lifetime. You know, and it's almost super fit. It's like a fucking, it's like, it doesn't even, like, it's not real, dude. It's like fucking,
there's something to be said for, you know, looking up, I guess. Right.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to watch a fucking TV show of a guy who drives a fucking car like yours.
Yeah.
And fucking, you know, and has the same job as you.
But,
right.
Dude.
You want to look, you want to watch. You want to be entertained and you want to see things that are maybe a little bit better than what you've got. So you have something to work towards.
Well, key word, you said it, and it's one word, entertainment. We don't have, there's
no
entertainment doesn't exist anymore.
You're right.
I mean, a concert, you know, we can look up to rock stars and be like, yeah, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Is it going to happen? Maybe not, but most likely not.
You know what's funny about that?
It's entertainment, and that's what people need to fucking realize,
right.
Dude.
Right. Well, then that's what people aren't taught they're not teaching their kids the difference between what you see on TV and real life.
Right.
Right. They're given fucking participation trophies and being told, little Johnny, you can be whatever you want to be when you grow up. No, little Johnny, you're fucking poor and you're going to work in a factory just like your father does. You know, sure, you can learn some shit and you can probably be better.
Little Johnny,
but
you fucking suck at baseball. Pick up a fucking guitar.
Yeah.
Play the drums. You're on Adderall right now. Go play the drums.
Make use of that shit, dude. Yeah.
Here, play this, kid.
I don't know. A little bit frustrating. I don't know how we went from celebrating getting fucked by the tax man to this, but that's where we're at.
Well, I mean, it is what it is, dude. It's frustrating, dude. It's really frustrating.
Frustrating. It can be.
To see people just fucking think of the most stupidest fucking things and try to act on them and be like, did you really think that was going to work?
Well, just to hold some of that so highly regarded.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there are people who are literally famous for nothing.
Right.
How many people are just famous for fucking nothing?
Yeah, nothing. Oh, a lot of people.
Too many. It's scary.
And you want to know why they're famous?
For nothing.
No, because the fucking idiots out there make them
famous. Oh, yeah, because we make them famous,
famous, dude.
Yeah, we make them famous. Fuck. Just like us, dude. Just like us. We're fucking nobody, and look at us.
Yeah.
You know, we got this fucking podcast and all these people listening to us. And
so I'll tell you what did fucking happen with fucking this whole prohibition thing is, like I said, we got better hooch, dude. And we people learned how to make good stuff and pass it on and pass it on. That's the cool thing.
Some killer recipes.
Yeah, there's some killer recipes out there. I guarantee it.
It started with fucking, hey, Jimmy John's shit don't make you blind. Yeah. Let's drink some of that. Yeah.
This shit will make you breathe fire. Literally. But it's so funny, you know, because I know how to make alcohol, and I need is two ingredients, you know?
Right.
Well, three ingredients. All I need is water, honey, and some fucking yeast, bro.
Yeah, water, sugar, and yeast.
That's it, dude. And it's like, holy fuck, dude. Why was everybody...
And literally, you can get yeast from anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, the air around you is full of yeast.
Yeah. And it's like fucking... You know, now you go back and you think, why were people going so fucking nuts? You know, fuck, all you need is a little bit of ingredients and you can make your own shit at home.
Well, I think most people were, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm sure
most
they were.
Most people were making their own shit at home. You know, and if you think about it, it's kind of funny. That's one more level to that whole thing is then people are experimenting and making their own shit at home. Nothing fucking stopped them or slowed them down.
Yeah, nothing.
The people who were already drinking were still drinking, and the people who weren't drinking still weren't drinking.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
But people started making shit, and now you don't know what the fuck you're going to get.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. You don't know what you're getting is way more dangerous. Yeah. It's fucking way crazier. People were fucking putting shit together in their basements. Don't know what the fuck it is.
Dude, I saw some videos, dude. Dude, I was like, oh, what the fuck is that they're putting? Dude, I was like, God damn, it looks like fucking somebody's shoe. You know, it was like, what the hell are they putting in that thing, dude?
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's the same thing with the fucking whole marijuana deal.
Oh.
You know, there was some bullshit fucking nylon company basically made nylon rope. And campaigned against hemp.
Are you serious?
That's essentially what the marijuana ban boils down to.
Oh, God, dude.
And so what do? They turned up this campaign about how fucking marijuana's bad for you and fucking turns, you know, the same shit. They demonized it, right? It makes the kids fucking lazy.
Yeah.
It makes them do nothing and, you know, all that other bullshit. And fucking turns the black folks into demons.
Yeah.
You know, they did that shit then, too.
Yeah, right.
And fucking sure enough, they banned fucking marijuana because it's so closely related to hemp. That's essentially what they were going after.
Right.
And then the whole drug war thing was all about money and bullshit and all that stuff. And it just snowballed from there. But that's essentially how that started was to ban hemp because there were U.S. manufacturers who were in competition with the hemp rope makers.
Oh, God, dude. It's just so fucking crazy, dude. It's just so crazy.
You know, it's
crazy people, how people have an agenda to, like, fucking fuck shit up, dude. Like,
yeah, that's, and like, and the thing is that if your agenda, like, I get being passionate about something and wanting to do something because you think it's the good thing to do. But if it's really that good, then everybody should just automatically be on board with it.
Yeah.
And if you need to lie to people to fucking get them to believe that that's the right thing to do, then it probably isn't
the right thing to do, dude.
But clearly these people know that if they're doing all this shit, right? They don't give a fuck. Like you said, they have an agenda. And the agenda is, my business will be fucking badass if that business doesn't exist.
I get so more money in my pocket.
So let's figure out how to make that. Yeah.
If I don't have this guy here, away. Dude.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah. Welcome to capitalism.
Fuck. I don't know. I really didn't. I didn't pay attention to fucking economics and politics.
I'm just bitter because I'm not that guy.
In high school. Yeah. I don't know, dude. I don't know. It's just, you know, if that shit's hot, I'm not going to touch it, dude. It's plain and simple, dude. Common sense, dude. Fucking. Yep. Whatever.
I'm just trying to figure out who profits from the gun ban.
Well,
where's the profit? Where's the profit in that?
You,
right?
You know,
who makes money off of that?
In prohibition, and I'm not saying that, you know, if we were to ban guns, that this is what would happen. But when prohibition hit, a lot of people lost their jobs. And that was the beginning of the Great Depression.
The Depression, yeah. So, but tell me that that's not going to happen in the gun industry. If you made guns illegal in the United States, how many people are employed by a firearms manufacturing company or a firearms accessory company?
Yeah, accessory, exactly.
In the United States. This is fucking, it's big.
It's big. Dude, here,
we feel it.
Here, yeah. I got Cabela's right here. I've got another place right down the street. I don't even know the name of it, but I pass by it all the time.
Well, you can probably guarantee those places go out of business,
right?
Because you're not just talking about the guns themselves, right? You're talking about the
whole
accessories. You're talking about the hunting equipment. You're
You're
talking about a whole fucking
whole industry.
And a whole outdoor industry that gets hit pretty hard.
Right.
When that happens. So, you know, you got your economical decisions to make as well.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
That's all beyond.
It's so crazy how a decision like that can fucking snowball into the worst fucking, the worst thing ever, dude. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
well, and I think the people who are pushing for it, you know, I don't want to take anything away and say that they don't have good intentions. You know, I think they have good intentions, but I think they're looking at the wrong demon.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're not taking these kind of things into consideration. They're not taking into consideration how many people will be affected by the decision that they're pushing for.
Exactly.
You know, it's significant.
And then you're going to fucking see fucking, you know, archery guys fucking, you know, instead of one guy with a gun, you're going to have like 10 guys, like, you know, Roman archery fucking throwing arrows
around
in
tops
the
of buildings.
Yeah,
just fucking,
you know, throwing arrows.
Taking people out.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, oh, Jesus Christ. What's next, dude?
Yeah. Hammers.
Hammers.
Fucking.
Then fucking vehicles.
Shovels.
Vehicles, shovels.
Oh, they're already. Yeah, that already happened.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways. We're getting dark.
I think we're getting really frustrated.
We go down that rabbit hole. Started with a celebration and ended up in fucking terrorism.
Yeah.
I think we should get into some fucking music.
Let's do it.
Because this shit is just depressing and music's not. Well, unless you're listening to Tracy Chapman. That shit's pretty fucking depressing.
Yeah.
I like Tracy Chapman.
So do I. I think she's got a great voice.
She's an amazing singer, but goddamn it, I want to kill myself every time I listen to her shit.
It's just like fucking, you know,
Chris
Cornell fucking lyrics or fucking.
Right.
Or fucking Lane Stanley.
There you go.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, hello. I'm going to get this. Let's get this fucking started here.
Go for it.
So my first band is actually a band that I saw last night.
Oh.
I went to a show last night that our friends from A Good Rogering played here in Houston. And they played with this band who is a local Houston band. They're called Wellborn Road.
Uh-huh.
They're a metal band, kind of Texas metal. You know, the band itself is, they're fucking amazing. They're really good. Uh-huh. I mean, I would put them out there with, you know, I don't want to compare them to Pantera,
uh-huh.
Because they're just not that.
But had that, you know, sound.
Pantera
though?
Was very, not even really that sound. I would say the sound that they're probably leaning towards the most would be like Black Label Society.
Okay.
And I say that because, they actually covered a couple Black Label songs.
Okay.
But that fits very well into their style. Like, dude, if you didn't know Black Label Society songs, you would say that the songs they did were their songs.
Where's Zach Wild from?
He's from New York.
He's from New York?
He's not Southern at all.
He's an East Coaster, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And see, and he's
an East Coast guy that lives on the West Coast that plays music like he lives in Texas.
Exactly, right? It's like, yeah. I don't get this, dude.
Yeah,
because he does have a heavy influence on fucking on that
southern
music.
Metal. That's a southern metal band, you know? Right? I mean,
right.
They're just not southern,
right?
But that's the style they play.
Because I remember seeing a video of him, and he sounded like a New Yorker, and I was like,
he's from the East Coast,
yeah,
either Jersey or New York,
yeah,
or something
like
that.
Right? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Anyway, so these guys kind of have that, like, in the band. The singer, he's got a good voice. He, at times, he's kind of got sort of a Layne Staley thing.
Uh-huh.
He's got that kind of high, long, you know, but not high, long, but right. That sort of screamy, sort of mid-range. Like, I hear a lot of Layne Staley in his voice.
Uh-huh.
I like him. He's got some good points, and then I hear some kind of choppy stuff in there, too.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're a local band. They've got a couple albums out. They're not a big produced. They've played with some fairly big bands in the past. Uh-huh. They've played with, like, Static X and bands like that. But they're cool. Check them out. You know, they're heavy. They're not, you know, I don't want to say there's anything totally unique and special about them, but they're pretty good.
That's cool.
So, anyway, the song is From Silence to Strength.
That's
off the album.
That's actually a fucking cool fucking. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
fucking album name.
It's off an album called From Silence to Strength. Yeah. So give those guys a shot. Check them out if you're into that kind of stuff. They're pretty cool. Very energetic band. If you're in the Houston area and you're gonna go check out a band, the singer fucking goes nuts. You know, he's all over the place. The guitar player, I'll say that he maybe butchered it a little bit, but I'll definitely give him an A for effort. You know, he threw his guitar up over his head and played the Star Spangled Banner backwards.
Oh.
You know, it was pretty cool.
That's cool.
You know, I'll
you
say
know,
it's pretty
you
cool.
know what, dude, anytime if you want to go full out bore on a fucking a band, and I'm telling this to every band, if there's a band listening, just don't fucking stand there, please. Nobody wants to fucking see that. Be energetic on stage. It's about having fun, you know?
Right.
It's just go for it. Even if you fuck it up, who gives a fuck, dude? You're out there. It's entertainment.
Right.
I'd love to talk.
Right.
I'd love to talk to somebody after the show how you fucked up the Star Spangled Banner. But yeah, I tried it though, motherfucker.
Well, yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
I mean, I've seen plenty of bands that, you know, they get on stage and they're excellent musicians.
Right.
But they got no stage presence.
Yes, no
they
stage
just
presence
stand
whatsoever,
there,
yeah.
You know, or they're fucking like everybody's facing the drummer the whole time.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's just like, okay, this is, you guys are good, but this is boring as fuck.
Yeah.
Versus times I've seen bands that really weren't that good, but they put on a hell of a
fuck
show.
Yeah, dude. It's like, yeah.
Because they were having
I
fun.
I
want to
party with
and
you,
so
buddy.
I was having
yeah,
fun. Exactly. So I would prefer that any day.
Any day. That's cool.
Let's see. Here, my next song is completely different than any of that shit. You ever heard of Mickey Avalon?
Dude, it sounds familiar, dude.
You know Mickey Avalon.
Yeah.
So there was a song called Jane Fonda. One, two, three, four.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
put your booty on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You know the song.
Yeah,
so then
okay.
He also had a pretty popular song called My Dick. Which is fucking hilarious. So this guy, I actually listened to a podcast with him recently,
uh-huh.
And I mean, I didn't know nothing about him. If you saw a picture of this guy, and to be honest, from listening to his podcast, like Mickey Avalon isn't even his name. Like that's his
stage name.
Persona. Like, and this image that he puts out is also his stage persona, is like this. You're not sure if he's gay. You're not sure if he's straight. He looks like he probably has AIDS and likes to party.
Right.
Like, that's what this dude looks like. He looks straight fucking, you know, club dirtbag.
A club kid.
Yes. But apparently, like, his deal is that he just, like started making beats, you know, just for fun, like on a keyboard or something for some of his friends. And then somebody started writing some lyrics and he kind of wrote some stuff and they would just fuck around. And then one of his buddies like took his shit what they would do is, I guess he talked him into recording it and he would record it and then turn around and like take it to the club that night and fucking play it. Cause he was a DJ, his buddy was a DJ at the club.
Oh no
shit. So he would play it at the club and then everybody was like, what the fuck is this? You know, and it kind of got big like that.
That's crazy.
And then somebody heard it who was in the industry. And then next thing you know, he's a fucking musician. Yeah. When before that he was never a musician. Like his goal was never to be a musician. His goal was to be a fucking painter.
That's so crazy, dude.
It is crazy.
Oh my god, dude. It's so, the stories like that, dude, it's just like fucking so amazing, dude. It's like,
cool.
Just don't get it. It's fucking cool. It's cool as fuck. Yeah. It's like, how the fuck does that happen, you know?
Yeah. No, it has to, right? It happens. But so this dude, Mickey Avalon, like I don't want to say I enjoy his stuff. Like I don't go out of my way and listen to it all the time, but when I hear it, it's entertaining. Right. He's a really good lyricist. Like he can write some shit.
Right.
And he presents it in an entertaining way. And his whole deal is like, he doesn't take anything too serious.
Right.
Like most of what he writes is making fun of something. It's pretty cool. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. It makes me upset, not in a bad way. But when people are just like joking around and just like fucking whatever, you know, but yet they fucking got so much, dude. It's like, damn, do I just need to live life like that? Like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like,
yeah,
will I be better off if I didn't really give a fuck?
I honestly don't know. I mean, I feel like I don't give a fuck most of the time, and nothing's gotten better.
Right.
I'm not living high on anything. So anyway, this song is called End of My Line. It's a new song that he's got out that's going to be on his next album. So I have no idea, honestly, what the song actually is about, but it's a pretty good song. And most of his stuff that I've listened to is, like I said, fairly entertaining.
Uh-huh.
And funny enough, the song called My Dick was co-written by another guy who used to sort of be in his group. And he hated this song. Like Mickey Avalon did not like this song at all. Uh-huh. He thought it was stupid and he really didn't want to do it.
Uh-huh.
And it turned out to be like one of his biggest songs.
Oh my God, dude. Jesus.
But it's honestly the song's fucking hilarious. And I understand why it's popular because it's fucking funny.
Oh my God.
But anyway, so my next song is about a band that I feel like maybe I'm late to the party on this, but it's a band I'm really enjoying right now. They're called Greta Van Fleet.
Right.
And I had never heard of them. And then all of a sudden I saw like a YouTube video thing pop up the other day where it said, what's his name? Shit. Who's the singer for Led Zeppelin?
Robert Plant.
Robert Plant hates Greta Van Fleet.
He does.
I was like, well, okay, that's what the title said, or as total clickbait.
Uh-huh.
It said Robert Plant hates Greta Van Fleet, and I was like, what the fuck is a Greta Van Fleet?
Right.
And then I saw something else that was like, you know, old people react to Greta Van Fleet, and I was like, what is this? Like, now I need to know. Like, if old people react, like, okay, whatever, it's something new, and then I'm like, Robert Plant has something to say about this, so now I'm interested.
Right.
So I had to check these guys out, and it turns out the Robert Plant comment was really nothing. It's not what he said. Well, it's what he said, but he said it jokingly.
Uh-huh.
Because somebody asked him, like, hey, what do you think about Greta Van Fleet? And he's like, oh, I hate those guys, you know, and he said it laughingly, like, that wasn't really what he meant. And so for those of you who don't know who Greta Van Fleet is, they're a new, young, like, upcoming group. These guys are, like, I think one of the guys when they made their first album was still in high school.
Jeez.
Like, hadn't graduated yet, right? They're young. But this band sounds very much like Led Zeppelin. They've got a very heavy Led Zeppelin influence, right?
Well,
I mean, everybody who's ever listened to them, like, you turn the first song on and you go,
oh, here's
Led Zeppelin.
Right. You hear that
Yeah. The big drums and that fucking guitar tone is all there. And then the singer comes in and he sounds like Robert Plant.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Did Robert Plant make a new album?
Yeah. That's exactly what you said to me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's some kid who doesn't even look like he should sing like that. But what I like about these guys is, yes, you can draw huge parallels to their sound in Led Zeppelin. In fact, I created a playlist of Led Zeppelin, like three Led Zeppelin albums and their album, and just put it on shuffle. And I had to kind of take a pause and go, oh, whose song is this?
Right.
Right. And they are that much like them. However, I do hear other things in their music and other influences in his voice. I think there are certain spots in some of the songs where he hits some notes and some screams where I swear to God, that kid could sing the entire Appetite for Destruction album today and sound exactly like Axl Rose back in 1984 or whenever they recorded that, right?
Say that, yeah.
Right. And then, and I also hear other things. I hear some kind of Kings of Leon sort of stuff come through in some other songs, some more modern, you know. I think these guys are a great band. And the song that I picked is Black Smoke Rising. I think that is an incredible song, and it screams Led Zeppelin all over it.
Yeah.
So it's the title track off their album, Black Smoke Rising. It's a fantastic song. The drums are just fucking Big Bonham fucking booming. You know, they're there. The guitars are fucking just what they should be. The singer is fucking screaming. And I
like his vocal. What makes him really even sound more like, I don't want
his range. He can go from that kind of,
I don't want to even say Robert Plant, but give it that Zeppelin feel, or his vocal melodies, the way he's, the way his melodies go is a heavy influence of how Robert Plant sang, not necessarily as how much he sound, what he sounded like,
but his style.
And that's why I like these guys, because how many guys have tried to emulate Robert Plant and you're just like, fuck, dude, shut the fuck up. You fucking, you rip off.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
And the thing is that you can hear that they're trying.
Exactly. And
this kid doesn't sound like he's trying.
It sounds, I really said, dude, did Robert Plant make a fucking new album?
No, you did. You sent me that text.
I was like, and you're all, no, dude. And I'm like, who the fuck is this?
I sent you a picture of them.
And I was like, no fucking way. And they do it really good. And I don't know if it's produced, if it's a, if, you know, if,
I,
if,
I think
if,
it,
if it's a real thing, like these guys are like,
I, or, so I think the production, I think somebody has found these guys and kind of heard that
together.
That's in them and sort of influenced them in that direction a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think the production probably was done that way on purpose.
Right.
And it works.
It worked,
fine.
Dude. To me,
because I did hear some of their early stuff. They did an early album when they were more of kind of a garage band. And it isn't quite as polished, and it isn't quite in the same direction as what it is right now. But I'm totally okay with it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what the biggest thing for me about this band is, it makes me excited for the future of rock and roll, the future of music.
It's so funny you say that, because
I think there's a million kids who are going to find these guys and then find Led Zeppelin because of it. And then once you find Led Zeppelin, then who do you find? I mean, there's so many others.
It's so funny you say that, because the guy that I talk about music to with at work said, hey, have you ever heard of this band, Greta Van Fleet? And he goes, I've heard of it. Aren't they the guys that sound like kind of like Led Zeppelin? I'm all, they're kids. Yeah. And I go, and he goes, oh, it's so refreshing to hear.
Yes, it
kids,
is.
Young people. Cause he goes, I used to record kids for free. because they couldn't afford, you know, to. So right. he had equipment to record. And he said,
yeah.
"Hey, I'll you guys come to my house. I'll record you guys." And they're playing like Korn. They're playing fucking, you know, all that shit right. during that yeah. era where it was yeah. like just open chord strumming, dude. No soloing and nothing behind it. And he right. goes, "It's refreshing to know that young people now are listening to this stuff, and hopefully yes. they're listening to this stuff, because it's only going to make them listen to the older stuff, and that's where we all got it from. That's where right. which where it right. all came from. I mean, stepping stones of what we got today. I mean,
I'm honestly excited for the future of music, yeah. and I feel like this is exactly that. It's a stepping stone,
yeah, to young people to
really, because I think the music. What the music industry, as we've known for a long time, has had a heavy influence monetarily in what we get to listen to, right? What radio. So we're in a time right now where they have a little less influence and a little less control over that, right?
Right.
Anybody can make music and record it at a near professional level.
Right.
Right. I mean, the fact that we can do this podcast from two different states.
Exactly.
Right now, and it sounds the way it sounds. I mean, granted, yeah. I'll say I'm not a fucking audio engineer, and it probably sounds like shit to somebody.
Right.
But to most people, they fucking hear us and they can understand what we're saying.
Exactly.
The fact that we can do that means that I can also plug my guitar into that board and I can fucking record something.
Exactly.
Right? And I can yep. put it out there to the world just like I put this podcast out there, and anybody can hear it. You didn't have that when we were teenagers and in high school, right?
Right.
So that means that the record companies have a lot less influence over what's available to the majority of people. Right. And if stuff like this continues to be available to the majority of people, yep. it just puts a smile on my face yeah. to the possibilities of what we're going to have in the next couple of years exactly. as far as available new music. I mean, it's awesome to go listen to Led Zeppelin, but I can't listen to new Led Zeppelin songs.
Exactly.
You know exactly. what I mean? I can't listen to new Who songs. I can't listen to, well, I guess I could listen to new Rolling Stone songs
because yeah,
those guys will never die.
Yeah, I think they're fucking.
But to tell you the truth, even if any of those bands made music today, it wouldn't be the same type of stuff that you listened to back yeah, then.
Exactly.
So now if you have bands that are influenced by that stuff back then and they're pushing that influence out to people of today, it's just going to come back around in a big circle, and I'm excited right. for it because I like that shit.
Right, exactly.
That's yeah. a very it's long very, it's, way to get yeah, around all that, but I like it.
Yeah, it's,
I'm excited for
it's
this.
It's exciting, yeah, because like I said, how many times have we heard a band try to sound like Led Zeppelin? You're just like, right. shut the fuck up, dude.
It's refreshing. It's, I mean, and you know, I'm kind of obsessed with this. I get with the obsession shit. This is my obsession for this week. And I've been listening to their album over and over and over and over and over every day, you know, and in rotation with still listening to some Dan Patlansky because I can't get away from right. that because it's so good. But I watched some videos and listened to some interviews with this guy. And there was a girl interviewing him and she's like, you know, how much effort do you put into like what you do? Because it really comes across very effortlessly. He goes, well, if I have to be on stage at 1 o'clock, I probably woke up at noon. So that's about that. That's about it.
Oh, fuck.
You yeah, know, essentially it. Like just he's rocks, not trying. Rockstar. He literally he isn't trying.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's cool. So the one thing that I have some sort of reservations and hesitations for with these guys is they're young and I think they're kind of naive.
Right.
And just listening to some of the stuff that they've said, they're clearly very young. They haven't experienced much, you know, and I'm afraid of what the music industry can do to these guys.
Right.
But I also think that the music industry itself is a little bit different than the whole rock and roll image that we used to know. And a lot of these guys are not the yeah. fucking rock and roll image. If, you know, they're working hard.
Dude, if they can keep boy bands together that long, dude, and make a shit ton of money, these guys can do yeah. it, dude. You know?
Well, you know, so like one of the I saw a radio interview. These guys were on a radio show in New York. And, you know, one of the hosts was like, so what did you guys think in New York when you got here? And like the guitar player kid was like, I just immediately wanted to clean the place up and start sweeping the street. I'm like, oh, there's no hope for you. You're
yeah,
weak.
Yeah.
You're going to get chewed up by the road. Yeah.
Good luck, kid.
You know? Yeah. Sorry, bro.
But who knows? They're like we said, I feel like they were a produced band because you can't be that young and put that kind of product together. Or
they definitely didn't do yeah. that on their own. Yeah. But
it just
But, cool. Good for them, yeah. Man. I'm excited for it. I hope they do more stuff because I want to hear it, and I hope that they influence other people to do similar stuff.
Right.
So those are my three. That was pretty long.
So my first song, since in here shortly we're going to a Slayer show.
Yeah, I feel like our musical selections are going to start switching gears here pretty soon.
Yeah, it's starting to already.
It's going to start to get kind of heavy.
So this is on my playlist for first thing in the morning, and it's off their newer album. I think it's like almost 2 years old now, but it's off the album Repentless, and it's You Against You from Slayer. Nice. So when I listen to this album, I haven't listened to Slayer for a while. And when I think of Slayer, dude, I immediately think of Tom Araya, and I think of fucking dive bombs and fucking wah-wah pedal, you know, just out of control solos, right? And this has it. And I was like, oh, but the rest of the fucking songs, I don't know. I wasn't feeling it. It almost feels like the distortion's like too saturated, and it's not like distortion. It's almost computerized distortion, like digitalized distortion. I don't know. I wasn't feeling it, but this one song was like, okay, now this is fucking Slayer. And, you know, I love Slayer. I mean, I'll never fucking turn down a Slayer song.
Right.
But I don't know, the beginning of the album, I just wasn't feeling it. And this is like on the B side, I believe, of the, and you normally the B sides are the fucking, the one songs you want to listen to, you know?
Who the fuck says B side?
Oh,
you're old.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
What's a B side?
Well, maybe I should say a higher number song.
Lower on the list.
Yeah, lower on the list song. But
this is the side two opening.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like the fucking what?
Sorry.
Sorry. Your age is showing.
Oh man. So I'm old enough to. My dad had an 8-track in his fucking car, dude. And
Yeah.
I used to fucking swap those fuckers out left and right, dude. But anyways, it's a good album. I like it. I mean, like I said, it's not early Slayer, and some of it's a little different. And you could tell the sound has changed as far as sound, even sound quality as far as like their distortion and stuff. It's different.
Yeah.
But Tom Araya, really great lyrics, dude. Just fucking killing and fucking, you know, dying and fucking
just doing his thing.
Blood everywhere, dude. Yeah, just doing his thing. Dude.
Yeah, that's what you want, right? What you want. That's what Slayer's about.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, my thing was like, I'm a Slayer fan, you know, but I didn't really get introduced to Slayer until the Seasons in the Abyss album,
right.
Which I think a lot of true kind of old school Slayer fans are like, that's their fucking sellout album, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's just the, like with the Metallica thing or whatever. That's the sellout album. I thoroughly enjoyed that album. It's still one of my favorites, you know. And then I listened to their earlier stuff, so like Hell Awaits and fucking Rain and Blood and all that stuff is good stuff, and I dig it, you know. But after that, I think their next album was Divine Intervention was the next album that I got, and it was very different to me. It was very different than Seasons in the Abyss, which is the album that I got introduced.
Uh-huh.
So I honestly haven't listened to anything that they've done. I've heard stuff, but not listened to anything they've done since that.
Yeah.
You know,
and I think
either way, I'm going to the fucking, to the final tour show of
and
Slayer.
And I think that's what,
and I don't care.
That's what it's all about for me. It's like, I don't give a fuck. I just want to see you guys rock. Fucking say I was there. Yeah. Fucking buy a t-shirt. Buy a fucking, you know, maybe a poster or something. And fucking, you know.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they are fucking one of the fucking first of fucking thrash metal. Fucking speed metal, you know.
Yeah.
And when, if you didn't have Deicide, you had Slayer, you know. Fucking, whichever one you listened to, you were fucking hardcore. It didn't matter, dude.
Yeah.
You're just like,
yeah.
Fucking cool. And
you were the heavy end of thrash, or the fucking, exactly. You know,
on the other side of the world, fucking listening to fucking deathcore. Oh, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean,
but dude, you got to see that out. Have you seen the album cover?
No.
Of this one, Repentless. Oh my God. It's typical fucking Slayer. Jesus Christ.
Well,
in flames with a demon in the back.
Fucking on fire.
Yeah, on fire with a crown of thorns on, just like looking. He looks like the fucking, the Jesus on the fucking candle where he's like looking up.
Nice.
My next song, I've talked about this guy before, and He's on my playlist right now. It's Eric.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I've seen this. Back to the album cover. I've seen it. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah.
It's crazy, huh? It's funny. Yeah. I think it's just funny, dude.
That's typical Slayer. It's typical Slayer. Exactly like a Slayer album. Yep. Should.
If you saw that, there was
somewhere there's a fucking pentagram in there, and there's Jesus with blood on his face.
So if it didn't say Slayer or anything on that, and you put this out,
it didn't have to say Slayer. Yeah. I would know automatically it's a Slayer album.
It's a Slayer album. Yeah. Slayer came out with a new album.
Probably some Slayer artwork. Yep.
Yeah. So my next song, it's called I've Been Deceived by Eric Gales off the Middle of the Road album.
That doesn't sound like Slayer at all.
Right? Are you listening to it? Are you listening to it?
No. I'm saying Eric Gales doesn't sound like he's even remotely related to the same genre as Slayer. No.
Like I said, it's probably going to start getting heavy the next couple of weeks, like you said, dude. It's going to...
Yeah.
Because I'm listening to this guy right now a lot, along with our Dan Petlansky.
Pat Lansky.
Fuck, dude. Right. But anyways,
I always want to put an extra A between the T and the A. T and the L.
Pat Lansky,
but it's not. It's Pat Lansky.
So this is a dirty blues funky. Dude, that's what I like, is the dirty funk blues stuff. He's a left-handed guitar player, and the reason why I listen to him, because he's also a Strat player. Now that I'm going to start getting the Strats here pretty soon, I've been comparing other people's fucking tones and listening to other Strat players on their albums. And dude, his Strat sounds totally different, dude. It's just, it's just like, I don't know what it is, dude. It's just, I'm starting to study it a little bit more, and it's starting to freak me out how fucking I'm getting involved in the tone and the sound of shit.
Yeah. But it's sort of where you have to be to play what you want to play, right?
So, I mean, we were talking about it earlier. It's just one of those things, but he's a left-handed player, really good player, dude. If you like that dirty blues stuff, dirty blues funk, he's right up anybody's alley if you like it. But
nice. Great. I'll check it out.
Yeah, great album. And it comes out pretty fucking strong, dude. I think he's got like an octave pedal on his guitar, so it's a real thick, meaty sound, dude. So you'll like it. You'll like it.
Cool.
And then my third song, I picked this song because these guys are in town, and I remember these guys from way back when, dude. I think these.
I remember the name, but I can't say that I've ever heard of it.
If they have that song, I Like Cold Beverages. Have you ever heard that song?
No.
Okay. Well, these guys are from Philly. I don't want to say that I like these guys a whole lot. I like some of their stuff because it's got blue. He's a bluesy kid, bluesy white kid. But as he progressed into his stuff now, it's kind of more like, you know, like rappy, more rappy stuff to me, and I just don't dig it. But this song right here, really good fucking song. It's got a good beat, dude. It's like, I don't know. I'd have to call it just like chill music if I had to, you know, give it a genre. That's what I call it. But they've been known as a bluesy, you know, rap R&B soul band. Really good song, dude. And once you hear it, dude, the name of the song is called Baby Got Sauce by G Love and Special Sauce. And the album Baby's Got Sauce.
I love that name.
And the reason why I even picked these guys is, like I said, I pick up the local paper and they're playing here, but they're playing at a small club, right? And I was like, oh, fuck, cool. This is going to be a cool show. Until I found out how much their fucking tickets were, dude. I was like, 100 fucking bucks. I was like, what the fuck? This is like a 300 capacity fucking place. There's only like 300-400 people that can go into this fucking,
Jesus.
I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me, dude, to see G Love and Special Sauce for 100 bucks. Nah. And then that was just their low end. They had a VIP, I think, for $180, where you get like a fucking signed thing. You take a picture. I was like, oh, fuck, hell no.
You get to get stroked by the band.
Yeah, you ain't that good, bro. Fuck. No, you know, it's like your music's good.
Silly.
Music's good, and it's chill music, like I said. But it ain't nothing fucking for me to go fucking head over heels for, dude. Right? I'm going to drop a Hunsky on you. No.
That's fucking silly shit.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. But check them
out. I mean, at the same time, like, you heard of a band called Texas Hippie Coalition, right?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, come on.
Maybe I have. I don't, dude.
They've been around forever. ever.
Oh, really?
But they're not. They've never been a big band.
Okay.
They're Dallas fucking Texas metal. You know, kind of. They're all about fucking weed. The Texas Hippie Coalition.
Okay.
The nickname, you know, the acronym is THC.
THC.
You know, they got the 420 Club and all kinds of shit. You know, it's that's their whole deal. But their fucking tickets, they're playing here in Houston. Their tickets are $16.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I don't know, dude. It's getting a little ridiculous for these ticket prices. But like, okay, Metallica's playing here, and you would think they'd play at USANA. USANA's like our biggest outdoor facility here.
Right.
And they've got a grass section. And usually the grass section tickets are like $20, right? I'll go see Metallica for $20 out in the on the field, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Take a fucking...
Because you don't give a fuck about seeing those guys, right?
Yeah, I just
want to
be there, dude, you know? But, dude, they're fucking selling... They're playing in an arena, dude. And you know in an arena, they can fuck the jack... They can jack the price of the tickets up.
There's no grass seats.
Yeah, there's no grass seats.
You're going to fucking... You're going to nosebleed for $80.
Yeah, exactly. And you're fucking looking at $300 for... You know, at stage, dude, it's like, fuck
dude.
I'm not gonna give you money so you could fucking retire off me when you're fucking should have already retired. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, too late. Yeah, you should be gone already.
You should be gone already, dude.
Ah, that's funny.
But anyways, those are my three, dude.
Yeah, cool. I dig it.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's our show.
Yeah. Thank God we...
I think after all this nonsense, we need to get the fuck out of here.
Thank God for alcohol.
Thank God for the 21st Amendment.
21st Amendment.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, baby Jesus. I'd like to thank baby Jesus for this oh-so-delicious Taco Bell.
Oh, fuck. Well, if you hated everything that I said today...
You're right.
Yeah, head on over to Instagram and... Tell me what you think about it.
Yeah, if there's anybody out there who wants to debate with fucking Chris, and I'll be the mediator.
Oh God.
I'll tell
you're setting me up for a beating.
Yeah. Please bring it because I want to hear what other people the other side has to say, you know?
Oh boy.
I just want to hear what the other has to say because normally when I listen to those people they're fucking very uneducated on fucking gun laws.
I promise I'll be gentle.
Yeah. Just bring it. Bring it. But
anyway.
But if you're going to bring it fucking hard and heavy, baby.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Anyway, Instagram, Unrestricted Podcast, Twitter, Unrestricted Pod. You can head over to unrestrictedpodcast.com, find all of our episodes, plus our past episodes. And you can get all that shit anywhere else you get podcasts, Stitcher, Apple, Google. We're everywhere. You can't miss us. Just Unrestricted Podcast. That's all you got to do. You'll find us. We're out there. Anyway, yeah. Well, I'm fucked. I'm out of here.
Right.
See ya.